This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. As Juan Williams mentioned, a lot of attention has been focused recently on the question of where President Bush was between April 1972 and October 1973. He was in the National Guard at the time in both Texas and Alabama, but some have questioned whether Mr. Bush showed up for all his duty. The White House this week released several documents to try to end the debate. Slate's Timothy Noah has been scrutinizing the material. In his opinion, some inconsistencies still remain.
The documents do narrow the period of Mr. Bush's apparent absence from more than a year to 6 months. They also establish that, using the most generous measure, Bush squeaked by with enough service points to justify his honorable discharge. And they offer the first evidence that Bush ever reported for duty in Alabama, as he said he did. We now know he received a dental exam on the base in January 1973. It's still hard to justify Bush's early discharge in October 1973 to attend Harvard Business School. He had a terrible attendance record, he failed to meet the minimum training requirement, and he'd been suspended from flying for more than a year because he neglected to take the necessary physical. But, taken together, the new documents, assuming they haven't been tampered with, indicate that Mr. Bush didn't really go AWOL, even metaphorically. His guard service merits a D, not an F. Still, it's entirely fair to call President Bush a draft dodger. In saying this, I know I tread on ground that President Bush would like to make as sensitive as possible. Here's how he dealt with the issue when asked about it by Tim Russert on NBC's Meet the Press last Sunday.
I would be careful to not denigrate the Guard. It's fine to go after me, which I expect the other side will do. I wouldn't denigrate service to the Guard, though. And the reason I wouldn't is because there's a lot of really fine people who've served in the National Guard and who are serving in the National Guard today in Iraq.
But what really denigrates the National Guard of 2004 is to compare it to the National Guard of the early 1970s, when it was a haven for people who wanted to avoid the Vietnam draft. Washington Post columnist Richard Cohen confessed this week that, like Mr. Bush, he joined the Guard to stay out of Vietnam. The National Guard and the reserves were something of a joke, wrote Cohen, who admitted that he, like President Bush, played hooky for long stretches of time, and Cohen even got paid for meetings he missed. The chances of a guardsman dying in Vietnam were tiny. The Guard's total combined force was roughly 500,000. Just over 8,700 served in Vietnam during the entire war. 83 died. These deaths were tragic, but they weren't large in number. To put it crudely, the mortality rate was higher for the rock-throwing anti-war protesters and bystanders at Kent State on May 4, 1970. On that day, Ohio National Guardsmen killed 4 out of a crowd of roughly 3,000. The current National Guard is doing much of the fighting in Iraq. It's no disservice to say that by comparison, the Vietnam-era Guard was not exactly Charlie Company. But it does John Kerry a serious disservice to deny that President Bush evaded the draft during the Vietnam War.
Opinion from Timothy Noah, who writes the Chatterbox column for Slate. You'll find a detailed timeline of the President's Guard service at slate.com.